a higher level of out-of-pocket expense spent by rural Americans for health care, lack of access, poor outcomes, and a significant increase in the number of uninsured Americans who live in rural America are all concerns of ours because it can be a drag on the economy. It can be difficult for businesses to attract quality health care for their employees.
How do you appeal to rural America and say, look, this is something that you need to do?
Well, if you want access to good quality health care, you have to have a system that will be able to assure hospitals and clinics that they're going to get paid for the services that they are providing. In the past, with a high level of uninsured people in rural America, the hospitals and clinics did not have that certainty. And when someone who was uninsured came in for care, they got the care. The cost of that was shifted to the people who did, in fact, have insurance. And it just became a vicious circle. This law basically provides an opportunity for people who were previously uninsured to secure health care coverage for a reasonable cost. In some cases, it can be $100 a month after the subsidies and tax credits are taken into effect. So it's reasonable in expense. It allows people to have the peace of mind of having health care coverage and knowing that if they have a serious illness or they're involved in an accident, they're not going to be financially devastated. It enables farmers and farm families to consider options in terms of working off the farm. Many farm families are required to do off-farm work that they would love to be able to spend the time on the farm, but they can't because it's the way in which they have been able to obtain health care coverage. Now they have an option, they have a choice. So there are a multitude of benefits in terms of securing access to quality health care, making sure you have peace of mind in terms of the cost of a serious illness or an accident that might occur, and also allowing farm families in particular greater flexibility than they've had before.
Is it harder to get that message out to people when you run into issues in various states that either the state government is not doing anything to help it along or to spread the word, or that there's not a lot of money in the state to tell people to enroll?
Well, that's why this is ultimately a person-to-person effort. To the extent that we can get folks to get on the website or call that number and they learn how relatively simple it is, how relatively inexpensive it is, they talk to their friends and neighbors, and word of mouth, it spreads through the countryside. That's why we're beginning to see significant increases in the number of people interested in this. And this is very similar to the experience that took place in Massachusetts when they had a similar law at the state level. There was a reluctance, there were issues, there were challenges, but as time went on, folks learned more about the opportunities: free preventative health care coverage, lower prescription drug costs for seniors, no pre-existing illness exclusion for kids, no lifetime limit concerns if you've got a serious illness. As people learn about the benefits of this, and then they look and see the cost after they take into consideration tax credits and subsidies, it's going to be something that people are going to gravitate to. And states are now, I think, beginning to realize that there's an opportunity to have health care coverage for folks, that we won't be shifting the cost of uninsured care to those who can afford health care coverage, which is a burden on businesses. I mean, if you're basically paying for your employees' health care and you're also paying a premium for those who don't have health care because somebody's got that cost gets shifted, your health care premiums might be 10 or 15% higher than they would otherwise be. With this new law, we should see a moderation of those health care costs. And we've actually begun to see that. Health care costs are not going up as rapidly as they did. I think the lowest increase in the last several decades. And that's going to be good for business as well. So I think it's just a matter of people understanding the benefits, and we keep making sure that they go on the website, healthcare.gov, and they call the 1-800 number.
Do you feel that it's going to pick up strong and get closer to that number that everyone predicted at the start?
Well, I think so. I think we're at a point now where when you look at the Medicaid expansion and we look at the children's health program expansion, and you look at the folks who are going on in the marketplace, you're seeing a significant reduction in uninsured, and that's what it's all about. You're broadening the pool of healthy people, so the cost should be lower for everybody. And you're going to see people receive the benefits of this bill, and they're going to talk to their friends and neighbors about it. And over time, I think you're going to see a greater and greater acceptance. It is an education process. When we first started with Medicare, there were issues. Medicaid, there were issues. We're working through these issues, and I think as we do, more and more people are realizing, hey, this is not a bad deal. This is actually a good deal.